Timothy's first reading and gospel fit beautifully together. In the first reading, we hear St. Paul addressing the community at Corinthians, and his comments reflect the belief that Christ was going to come again very shortly and that the world would be coming to an end at a very approximate time to the life of St. Paul. Of course, 2,000 years later, we know that it didn't happen quite as quickly as they were thinking. However, St. Paul in his message is telling the Corinthians to keep their eyes fixed on Christ and to never be so consumed with the things of this passing ephemeral world that they become distracted or they lose their concentration on the things of God and on what their life is supposed to be all about as a pilgrimage of faith heading toward Jesus Christ. In many ways, today's gospel, which is Luke's version of the Beatitudes, is focusing on a very similar message. When Luke here is extolling the values of the poor, the hungry, the weeping, those who are hated for the sake of Christ, he's not merely extolling the mere physical state of being poor, of being hungry, or of being sad, but rather he is pointing to the general characteristics that oftentimes accompany those who are impoverished, or those who are hungry, or those who are in a state of mourning, which is namely, when we come to grips with our own weakness, when we come to grips with our human condition and the limitations of it, oftentimes it leads us to reaching out to forces of faith, it leads us to reaching out to God, it leads us to being much more open to a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so often it happens that the poor, not simply because they're poor, but because in their poverty they open themselves up to assistance, they open themselves up to God, and they also begin to look forward to things beyond this present world where they don't have so much. In a way, it becomes a blessing to them as it opens them up more to a relationship with God. Conversely, the rich, whom Jesus presents with a series of woes in today's gospel, the rich, those who are filled now and those who laugh now, those tend to be the people who become fooled by their success in this world and in this life, that they can very easily see themselves as being autonomous and totally independent of needing God's help. And therefore, their eyes can become easily fixated on the things of this world, and they can forget about their own dependence, their own limits, and their own necessity of having a relationship with God and of being opened to Him. Further, the rich and those who are well off also have, of course, the great responsibility of being concerned and of sharing their resources and of being concerned for those who are in a state of suffering or those who do not have as much. And there too, in terms of the woe, we can see that sometimes, not always, but sometimes it can happen that it can be easy for those who are successful in this world to praise themselves for their own brilliance and hard work and merely pass off on others who are less fortunate to say they were not as brilliant or they didn't work as hard. In this way, then, the Beatitudes that St. Luke presents from Jesus, it really is then pointing us to the fact that our dependence on God, the fact that He created us from nothing and that we were created for Him, is a reality and truth that we are always called to keep in mind, not only with our own lives, to keep our eyes fixed on Christ and not to be fooled by the mere pleasures of this sense of co-reservers in today's according to the passing nature of this world. Our lives would truly reflect that we are pilgrims heading toward an encounter with Jesus Christ, that we would always recognize our total dependence on the goodness of God for everything that we have in life, and that we would always share our resources and concern for those who are less fortunate than we in terms of material blessings in this world.